I am so stoked for you to listen to this episode and to this guest today. I feel like she just dropped so many golden nuggets, even for myself, that I was definitely taking notes even during this episode. And I am just so thrilled that she was introduced to me in this world. She was introduced by Brooke Swan to me, and I'm so forever grateful for her for bringing her into my world, because she's got some great things to be sharing with you guys. Her name is Renee Dick, and she is, oh, I just love her. I love her energy. I think you're going to really vibe with her. If you love my energy and you love me as an individual, then you are most likely also going to be loving Renee as well. And so in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to align your business with the energetic strategy, and not just looking at the more strategic standpoint, but really how to look inwards to align yourself with your business. We're also going to be talking about leaning into those feelings and that gut reaction and all those different things that we have, and why you should be really trusting that intuition. She's going to dive into a concept called human design, and also talking more into depth about what that is and how you can utilize it in your business, and even intertwining it with your team as well. And so in today's episode, I feel like we covered so many things I couldn't even like bullet point here in this introduction. I think you're going to absolutely love today's episode and today's guest. And I bet you $1 million you're also going to be writing down everything and giving her a follow at the end of this episode. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. Do you ever feel like if you had actionable systems in place that it can actually take your practice to the next level? Can you imagine the freedom you'd gain from finally getting everything out of your head and into a system that can help you move things on autopilot? Do you ever feel like you want to hire help for your practice, but you just don't know where to start? Trust me, I get it, and you're not alone. But it doesn't have to be this way. You're kick-ass at doing the bookkeeping and accounting work. There's no doubt about that. But you struggle to maintain the systems and operations of your business. Am I right? But don't worry, that's where I come in, the workflow queen. I'm going to guide you on how to implement tech, systems, and automation in your practice so you can scale bigger, hire better, and break through to the next level. I can't wait to support you here on the Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang. Hey everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host here, Alyssa Lang. I'm so excited because today I get to interview someone who is also a fellow podcast hoster, which I'm sure she's going to talk all about the things that she talks about on her podcast. I know we're going to get a little taste of that here on our own podcast today, but I'm so excited. Renee Dick is someone who was introduced to me by Brooke Swan, as all of you know. If you don't already know that, Brooke is one of my dearest, nearest, best friends, and also a coach inside of our Breakthrough program. And she's been really dipping in the energetics when it comes to how you feel and operate inside of your business and how to align it with yourself. And so she just could not help but tell me about this incredible human being that she met and was like, she'd be perfect for the podcast, perfect for our community. And so I am unbelievably excited for you to be here today. So Renee, please feel free to introduce yourself.
Well, that was like the best intro ever. And yes, I love Brooke. As soon as I saw her, I was like, hey, girl, hey, you're for me. And then turns out she's the same design as all of us. So I feel like real recognizes real. And it was like, you got something I want. And I was like, you got something I want. And then we just became friends from that. I'm so excited. So I'm Renee. I call myself the personal empowerment guide. I'm pretty much like your hype girl in business and in life. I help you break through limiting beliefs, figure out what's keeping you stuck, and then also pair easy, super easy, not super woo-woo, energetic tools like human design, gene keys to break you out of your own stuck box and tap you into an easier way. I mean, business is hard enough. So any tool or cheat code I can use to get an upper hand, I'm going to do. And that's what I share with all of my clients.
Oh, I love it. And I know that right before we hit record here, we were like, what are we going to talk about today? And one of the big things that you kind of wanted to talk about was energetic strategy, because I'm sure we're going to dive into all the pieces and what that means for you and what that looks like for all of us and all of the listeners here. But I'm only assuming that everybody is approaching things from a strategy of like, I want to know the system, the process. And you even brought that up, like the exact, like, Alyssa, tell me the how to. I want the everything. I want the checklist. I want all the things. Where sometimes the most important, which I do believe, and Brooke, I'm pretty sure, is listening to this episode as well, is really huge on it too, is that the more I've learned to lean into my energetic side in the business, I swear my business has quantum leaped on its own. So I'm really excited to be talking about this topic today. So I'm going to let you kind of take over and just say, what is energetic strategy versus like the more strategic approach to business?
I'm in the category of, I don't buy that we're just here. we're supposed to be here, we're supposed to go to school, we're supposed to make some money, then we're supposed to retire, and then that's it. Like, I truly believe we all have a bigger purpose at play here, and I do believe we chose to come here. So bypassing all of that, everybody can relate to, we've done the strategy, and then no matter what, you do it, and then something holds you back. And I've been here so many times where I would have the best marketing strategy, I would have the best business coach, I would have social media, everything. And for some reason, I would get success. And then as soon as I got a little bit where it made me uncomfortable, I would go right back to square one, sometimes even worse. And so it's kind of like if you keep putting all of this external stuff, but you're not getting the results you want, or you keep repeating the same pattern, there's something deeper under the surface that we're not telling the truth about, right? So that's where I found human design, because I kept doing all the things. I'm like, I am spending all this money on all this external and it's working, but then why do I keep going backwards? Like, what's wrong with me? So that's how I found human design and the gene keys. And what you said, like, once you tapped into your spiritual side or what really makes you unique, you tell everybody else to f off and business gets to feel good. All of a sudden, I'm like, so all the things I kept telling myself I was wrong about, or all the things I didn't want to share about because I was too uncomfortable, or I thought people would think I was a weirdo, or the fact that I need rest and can't keep up with all the other people. And you start to double down on that and stop fighting yourself. Like, how many times were you fighting yourself in business? I think that's the best word to describe it.
I think more often than not, especially at the beginning stages, and the more that I've leaned into this version of myself who is exactly, we've talked before we even hit record, not even today, like on our previous call when we were connecting, about how like I used to feel so guilty about certain things. I used to feel guilty about never being able to work a full 8-hour day. Like, I can't do that. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how I even like uphold my team to do it. Like, it blows my mind. And I used to feel guilty. And now I realize that I'm really just no good after 2 o'clock. I'm no good after 2 hours of work. Like, that's why I can only work so much. So like you said, the whole doubt and just like looking in and like not knowing, and then you just kind of be uncomfortable and you're like being this different version of yourself and not who you want. I just love all this.
Well, social media took off when everybody was like, remember when everybody had the same 5 strategies and they're like, well, I got, you know, this success, and you're, so then you try it and you're like, well, that didn't work. And then you feel like you suck, right? You're like, well, it worked for so-and-so. Why did it not work for me? And when you realize you're an individual person with individual ways of operating, and like a projector, with using you as an example, you and Brooke, all of us, like, we aren't meant to work an 8-hour day. We can get twice as much done in 3 hours when we're lit up by it. So when you force yourself to do things and you get into that should mentality, you're gearing up for so much resistance on the energetic side. And we all know what that feels like. It's kind of like, you know, when you wake up late and you're super pissed and you're rushing around and your jacket gets stuck on the door and then the whole day is screwed. That's energetic stuff. And we all know what that feels like. Or you make a decision and then all of a sudden you just do not feel good. Or you didn't listen to your gut about a client or a decision or something. And you just know, you're like, dang, I wish I would have listened. We all have had that, right? So I just double down on actually trusting it and building that muscle and getting your power back and your authority back. Because then you can spend money on and you're confident. It's not like a save me a life raft kind of investment. It's a, this is fun. I'm going to tap into your genius. You're going to help me out. And everything feels better versus regretting it.
Yeah. And I definitely think that if more people, especially in our industry, because we're so, I don't know what the right word is, but they are so data driven. It's always like facts. It's a matter of fact for everything, exactly what we do in like the accounting space. So a lot of the listeners feel this, like it has to be a certain way. We have to do it like this. The strategy is like this because of this. I see this a lot. Like, you were bringing up the whole social media and the 5 tactics that everybody does. And why am I so bad at it or something, or making themselves feel guilty? It's the same way for this industry. Everybody's all doing the same thing all the time. Instead of leaning in innately to what feels good for you, that you don't have to do the standard. Also, this is like a standard dominated male industry that's like, so we are outgrowing the old way of doing things, like the physical brick and mortar firms. Like, that is just like not the new way of doing things. And it's like, I like that you brought up that leaning into just exactly how you feel, because I think people don't do that enough in this industry. And I really wish that people just allow themselves to be creative and be just what feels good for them.
Every single industry struggles with this. That's what led me into what I was doing. I worked with, so before I did this, I was doing content. So I did content repurposing, total projector life, like trying to get the most out of my time, right? Became a master at content repurposing. And so I would all of these business owners would hire me. I had like recruiting firms, naturopathic doctors, accountants, bookkeepers, literally every industry you can think of would hire me, and I would be in their content. And I'm like, hold up. So you show up to these calls, top knot, bun with a Starbucks, like chill as hell. But your content is like, well, hello, how can I help you? And I'm like, nobody's buying this. I would not buy from this person. I want to buy from you. And now more than ever, people are buying from people they like, right? Just like how I met Brooke. It was like, you're for me, I'm for you. I just feel like you're my person. I don't care about your credentials. I just know like you feel good to me, right? And so when you stop hiding that, and you realize that the reason why people are buying from you isn't because you sound a certain professional way, you have the lab coat on or whatever, it's because you bring your sauce to it. Because we all know like every industry is so crowded that everybody's pretty much good. We can say that, right? So if everybody in your industry is good because everybody has access to so much information now, how do you set yourself apart? By being you.
Hey, listener, just wanted to quickly interrupt this episode today to ask you, have you been trying to find a better solution to actually taking payments from your clients? Then boy, do I have a solution for you. One of my absolute favorite pieces of tech is Pluto. Pluto is such a game changer in your business. It really helps you to allow you to be able to take payments easily from your clients through ACH. They also take credit card as well, but they have so many different options. One of the big perks to using something like Pluto over something like QBO and all the other options that we have out there for invoicing is because it is way more cost effective and it has saved me thousands of dollars on those fees that we get taken out for invoicing our clients. So we no longer use QuickBooks Online in order to invoice our own clients. We now have migrated over to Pluto. And if you want to learn more about Pluto and check it out, it is amazing. They make such a seamless process for our clients to be able to add the ACH information, to ask them to authorize us to be able to take the automatic payment every single month, and saves us a ton of money in fees. You're just going to go to workflowqueen.com/Pluto. That's workflowqueen.com/Pluto to learn more.
Just being unique. And I'm so big on that. Like every time I ever do like episodes talking about like marketing or any of those sorts of tactics, I tell people all the time, but it's hard. I find that it's really hard for this industry specifically because they are more introverted. They are behind the scenes and they are not really involved in like that creative aspect and also really struggle with the creative piece. But it sounds like to me, it like doesn't mean that you need to know how to post social media and do all these different things. It's all about just showing up authentically. And maybe it doesn't have to be in social media. It's just showing up to your onboarding calls or your discovery calls, like being your true authentic self. If I feel like wearing a hat today in my flannel, it's like, if you're not going to like that, then I'm not for you. If you expect someone in a suit and tie that's going to use big words, then the door's right there.
Well, and two, it's like, if you don't want to do those things, they aren't going to convert anyways. And I'm a big believer in if you are terrible at social media, which a lot of people are, and it looks like somebody's putting a gun to your head, and I'm over here like, hey, you're going to have to do 30 reels to get your business seen. And you're over there like looking absolutely horrible, like you got to poop every single time, it's not going to convert. So you're just wasting your time. I'm like, okay, where do you excel at? Let's look into your gene keys. Let's look into your profile lines. Look into your energetic strategy, and I'll go put you in a room somewhere. So I have a four line. Perfect example on how this came about. So I have a four line, my profile line in human design, and you can find this in your chart. If you just get a free chart, you can go to like Jovian Archive. I mean, just Google it. It's so widespread now. And you get your profile lines, and there's going to be two numbers. And this is going to tell you exactly how you best create opportunities for yourself. So I'm a 4-6. I have a four line. That means my network and my friends are everything to me. That's where a lot of my business comes from. So I don't do reels because I don't do business with strangers, right? The work I do is very deep. So of course, I go to a meetup from one of my friends. I sit next to Brooke and I'm like, hey, you're for me, I'm for you. We spark up a conversation. She's like, hey, do you want to meet for coffee? I'm like, yes, of course. We start talking about something. She's like, oh, you have to meet my friend Alyssa. I'm like, yes, of course I do. And guess what? Now I'm on your podcast. Did I initiate you? No. Did I go and push the reel that you saw? No. I leaned into my network. So when you understand how you're meant to operate, now I don't have to feel guilty about not creating reels because I suck at them.
Yeah, 100%. Love that. I love that you just innately will understand one, your human design, which I'd love to talk about because people on I can tell you from this industry do not know what human design is. And if they do, it's very, very rare. So I want to get into that here in just a second. But I love that you kind of touched on like leaning into whatever's naturally going to come to you based off just like what you do. You're just being a genuine human being, genuinely talking with people. They're genuinely going to refer you. And like you said, for anyone listening, you might not know yet what a projector is, but we'll talk about some of the things in just a second. But me, you, and also Brooke are all projectors. And we're all, but also very different in the same way. But the way that we all operate are very, very similar. It's funny because we originally had a different episode day scheduled to do the interview. And I was like, look, girl, I don't know why my Calendly let you schedule at like 4 o'clock, but that is not my brain goes fried. I knew this, that you were going to respect that because we had that conversation before about how we both as projectors cannot operate in long days. And you were just like, and the fact that you respected that because you know that about me and I respected that about you is another example of understanding your own energetics and what you have to lean into. If I force myself to get on that podcast at 4 o'clock, it would have just, I would not have been able to ask you questions that made sense. It wouldn't have produced quality, but I used to resist it. And I used to think that I needed to work till 5 o'clock. And oh my God, I'm such a terrible human being if I don't work till five. And like, who am I to stop working at two? You know?
Well, think about if you have a team. Mm-hmm. When you are expecting them to work a certain way or you're expecting yourself to work a certain way, then when you understand or can see how somebody's meant to operate, you can double down on their strengths versus having to, you know, constantly, I'm not going to say be angry at them, but resent them for, you know, not keeping up with you or not working the way you do. And we tend to think that we know best, right? Like, I think I'm the shit. You probably think you're the shit. So when a team member doesn't have the same willpower and drive as I do, I'm like, well, what the hell? Like, why do you not have the passion I do? So when I originally started my podcast, my co-host, we didn't know about each other's human design. She's a manifesting generator who's the freaking energizer bunny of the world that never stops. And she would get so angry with me because I just didn't think the way that she thought. She's like, well, why didn't you think to do that? I'm like, because it's not what I do. Like, I don't know. You just did it. You're a control freak. You know what I mean? So we fought so many times over that. When if I would have just known now what I didn't know, our relationship probably would have ended a lot cleaner.
Yeah, I love that. It's funny because during our onboarding process, and I know I've talked about it for those who are passionately listening to the podcast episode every single time, I have overly shared about the fact that during our onboarding with our team members, we have them fill out this specific document. And it's this document that's like, how do you operate? Essentially, like we imagine our team members as like little Instapods. What button do I not press to blow you up?
Like, oh my gosh, button? This is genius. Yes.
It's so freaking cool. And so we call them user manuals, like on our team. And so essentially when you get hired, it's like one of the first things that you do. So you fill yours out and then you go read others. They also get access to mine before they see everyone else's. So they can see the inspiration of what I mean by that. And also gives them almost like the permission to be open and vulnerable because this document's only going to help them. And then we end up having them like revisit it in like 6 months because we know that like in the beginning, you're like,
yeah,
you don't want to show like your true self because you're scared that like, why would I tell people that I don't work well after 2 o'clock when I'm a full-time team member, like stuff like that. So the reason I bring this up though, is that we have from that one document learned a lot about our team. So it wasn't like a result. It wasn't like a human design where it's like, this is your numbers and all these things. However, we did do strengths finders. So when they first get hired, they go through the Clifton strengths finders and we can understand like how they operate. We've shifted roles from the different assessments that we've had our team members do because we realize different things about them. But sometimes someone just wants the job that they're willing to just be an assistant, but they don't even freaking like it. They don't even want to do it. And it's so interesting to me when we do these user manuals, I learn so much about my team, about their energy, their thought process. Some team members are like, I need constant, like, what is it called? Cheering me on, like that I'm doing okay. When me, I don't need that. I don't want someone overdoing it. It sounds fake to me, but I know it's genuine from someone else, but in my ears. And so it's so freaking cool that you're bringing this up because this is huge and even breakthrough. We teach them, listen to your team, understand the personality. I love this.
Well, think about it. Like I'm a big believer in like school doesn't encourage you to be unique. Okay. This is where I go way back, right? This is what pisses me off in the world is like you go to school and they pretty much breed your specialness out of you. And I know that sounds really fluffy, but it's true, right? They don't encourage you to, you know, do the problem the way that you feel is efficient. You have to show your work in the way that makes sense to them, or you have to ask permission to do so many things. So then now when you're older and you're trying to go out on your business and you're trying to, you know, trust yourself, understand what makes you unique, what separates you, it's so hard and you don't trust it. So for somebody that ends up in a role that they don't even like, but they feel like, okay, but this is what I should want. Like somebody may be, okay, well, I want to be in human resources because that's the easiest for me, especially as a projector. I'm really good at people, but no, you're supposed to want to be, you know, the CEO or the CFO or whatever, because that makes more money or whatever it is. And you realize you're not going to be driven by the same things. Like for me, I'd rather, I always talk about this when I do team events, is like, I want a trophy. Like if you're going to like give me recognition, don't give me a gift card or like, you know, a little thing. I want a trophy and you put me on stage in front of the whole freaking group and be like, Renee's the this month. I'm like, oh my God. And I'll work so hard for you, right? But if you give me a gift card, I'm going to be bitter because I'm going to be like, well, this didn't mean anything. So you find out that all of these things that make you unique, and then you encourage your team to do that. Now everybody's rowing in the same direction in a way that feels good. And don't you think they're going to work harder, provide a better service, provide a better outcome because you're respecting their boundaries and then they get more done.
Yeah, I love this. And so me, the part where I love talking about team wants to just go a whole direction right now, because I feel like this topic, and this is where like I'm a huge believer in assessments, and whether that's the human design, whether that's strengths finders, whether that's the Colby, like we've had a lot of people on the podcast talking about them. And I think a lot of people think they're just like this assessment, you just get a result, which they can be. Because what happens is, even for my human design for quite some time, when I learned about it from one of my coaches, she was like, hey, like you should, you know, take this thing and you put your birthday and where you were born and the exact location, spit out this thing. I can get the report all day, but I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. And so like people take these assessments hoping that's just going to magically change their team, magically change the way that they operate. But the reality is you have to understand what the results are telling you and how you can actually implement it, whether it's on your team or within yourself. So I'd love to take a step back and say, what the hell is human design for the people who don't know?
So I'm not even an astrology person by any means. Like I have never been into any of that, but I'm also like, I want to win. So anytime I would do strength finders or Enneagrams or anything like that, all of my questions were biased. I'm going to admit it. Like, oh, do you react or do you care what people think? I'm like, no, of course not. Like, are you, you know, whatever. And I would want to just get the best answer. So I never really, you know, I didn't care too much about it. So when I got human design, I didn't do anything. I just put in like my time and all of that stuff. So what it is like the I Ching, astrology, it goes into quantum physics, it goes into your DNA, it goes into the chakras, energy centers, all of the things that are, you know, deemed woo-woo or fluffy. And it's science. I mean, it's crazy when you see it. And so when you get this printout and it tells you your chart, you can go in, now it's so widespread, you can Google it anywhere and really read about it. And it tells you word for word the you've never told anybody. It perfectly writes down exactly every inch of you that you're like, oh my God, did you read my diary when I was six? Like, what is happening? Like, why do you know I do this? Or why do you, especially when you get into the gene keys, which is my specialty. I don't stay too much in human design. I like the basics of human design, which is like your type, your strategy. But the gene keys is where my magic comes in, because that tells you exactly what you're here to do. And it tells you exactly where your weaknesses are, where your shadows are. And then we can use that in your business as well.
And so what is, even for myself, I know that you had dropped the word gene key several times, but what is that? Is that part of like the human design? Like what is a gene key?
So Richard Rudd created the gene keys. He studied under the creator of human design. And so he was actually the London entity of human design. And he is like a poet at heart. He's like a super beautiful written poet, right? And he said that human design was kind of limited and the words were very abrasive and kind of triggering. So what he did, because it is like, if you have, let's say, you know, human design is very, very dry if you really think about it. And if you don't have an open concept, you have to take the word with a grain of salt, if that's what that means. Like, you know what I mean? So like, I don't know a good example, but there's a bunch of examples. So he went into the gene keys, which are the human design gates. So if you look at your human design chart, you have these like lines on the side with these planets and these random numbers. He went in and wrote a little bit more of a story of every aspect of the journey through these gene keys. And so when you get this book, it's like $30 on Amazon. It's called The Gene Keys by Richard Rudd. And what you do is you go to your chart and you look at the number and then you go to the book and it'll tell you the shadow, the gift, and the city, which is the low potential, the high potential, and then like the transcendent potential. And every single time you are living in the shadow is when you feel out of alignment or you feel like life is hard. And when you step into the gift, you can see, you know, what your bigger purpose is. And isn't that what we all want to know anyways? It's like, what the f- am I doing here, right? It tells you what you're doing here and it's beautifully written.
Oh, I love that. I'm like writing it down. I'm like, I'm going to make sure to go buy it.
Oh, it's so good. And then when, so even if you're just doing that, but then when you take it into business, which is what I did, I was like, okay, so if this is like so perfect and can, you know, read me like a book, like it is the language to my emotions, the language to how I feel, the language of my deepest, darkest secrets written in this book. I'm like, okay, how can I make this even better? And I started researching about how I can use this in business because I'm like, my life is okay. I don't really care about that. I want to know how to make money. I want to know how to be successful. I want to go do the thing, right? And so I was like, what do I need to pay attention to get the most results in my business? So there's certain gene keys, and this is what I work with in my clients, is we do your messaging, we do your branding, we do your role in the community, your biggest core talent, like all of these things that can tell you. And then you hear it and you're like, oh my gosh, the thing I've been hiding this whole time is actually what I'm here to do. And you can't ever go back.
Yeah. So I would love to kind of walk through the process of how you support people in the sense, because it sounds like you're kind of almost like hyper niched and also hyper focused, but it's like you do this like energetic side of things, but it's through the business specifically. So like, I'd love to hear like what you do specifically for others.
Yeah. So being a projector, I read energy. I've always been that way. You can probably attest to this too. Like when 100%,
I could feel it from a mile away. I could feel people's energy.
So the way that we have our aura, which I'll tell you how projectors work and why we are the guide. So if you find out that you are a projector, you are the guide. You are the advisor in the team. And that's where our role, we're not meant to do like the generators and Manny Gents. And so our aura is like a cone, right? So the tip goes into people and we shine a light on the things that they can't see. So when I found out this information, I would tell people, like if I told you, everybody listening, if I told you all these amazing things about yourself, you would probably be like, nah, I don't really see that, or I don't know. But if I told you everything bad about yourself, all your weaknesses, you'd believe me in a heartbeat. Yes or no, right? When you read these things, and let's say you get your human design chart or you go through your gene keys, and it's saying all of these things about you, you're blinded by what your beliefs are. Right. So if you don't believe that you are here to make money or master the material plane because you were told as a kid that your parents, you know, your parents were like, money's all evil or whatever that thing is, you can't see it. So what I do is I'll tell you all of these things, but there's also that deeper aspect of, do you believe it? So I got to break through what's blocking you from actually trusting these things and letting yourself have these things. Because believe it or not, we all have beliefs around, can it be easy? Can we trust ourselves? Can we trust our authority? Can we make decisions from this easier place? Or do we feel like it has to be hard for it to be worth it? And I go in and I find out exactly what those beliefs are, and we work through them and release them so that you can double down on your strategy. So I always say I come in as the foundation. I'm the cart before the horse kind of vibe. So like, you want to come to me when you need to know exactly how you operate so that everything moving forward is from like that strong, you know, stick in the ground place that you're like, any investment I make in my marketing or coaching or anything I want to do, it comes from that solid place versus that like lifeline insecure place, right? So it gives you the authority back, but I also have to help you believe it, because sometimes so many, you're so close to it. Like if I told you your gift is to do this, you'd be like, I believe a little bit of that, right? And it takes some work to believe that. So I teach you how to make practices to believe and trust yourself.
So the believing, the trusting, and then that way you can implement the change and implement leaning into your true version of yourself.
Yeah. Cause think about when people compliment you, we always like back it up with something different. Like they're like, oh, cute shoes. You're like, oh, well, I got them on sale. Like, you know, so, that's, you know, so it's like, right. And, or like somebody compliments your hair and you're like, oh, me? Oh, thanks.
Nobody, I haven't gotten my like, roots touched up in forever.
Exactly. Did you see my response? Or like, your makeup looks so nice today. It's like, oh, really? Like, oh, you know, nobody ever just says thank you. But if I say like, oh, you know, you have a hole in your like shirt, you'd be like, oh, I know, super embarrassed. Like you would believe it, you would internalize it, and it would ruin your whole day, right? It's the total opposite. So many times we don't believe or trust our inner voice, and we look to somebody else to give us the answers. And it's my mission to say no more. When you don't know something or you don't know what to do next, you have the answers, but you have to trust yourself to listen. And so many of us don't listen. And then we put all of our power into somebody else's hand. And when you do that from a place of like, I'm going to ask you your advice, I'm going to be willing to hear it, but I'm also going to check in with me first. And you're the end all be all.
I love all of this. And does this like with what you do and like your offers, and I know we're going to talk about like what resources you have available, whether that's through a program, an offer, coaching, or whatever. But do you also do this with the team as well? Like, do you have that sort of support?
Yeah. So what I've done is a lot of my clients, like I said, are business owners. So once I do their marketing strategy and I do their business strategy and we work together on their beliefs, then they're like, hold up. Okay. Now I see myself from a whole different light. Can you do my team? And it's not something that I offer like just straight out the gate because, like I said, I want to know the business owner first. So we usually go through a program of that. And then you have to, if I feel like it's a good fit, you can. But there's other people that are experts. Like I have no ego when it comes to that. There are other people that are straight team experts. So if that is something that you're like, my team is chaos, which I recommend checking in with yourself first because you're the leader. My team is chaos, but you're locked in. Then I would hire somebody that comes in and specializes in that because they do some crazy shit with your charts where they like layer them together and see what people connect to what, you know, how they can work best together. But I work very, very well with the business owner.
Gotcha. So what would you recommend for someone who hasn't like explored this route when it comes to, let's start with themselves? Because like you said, and I agree with this, that if you're chaos, everything else is going to be chaos. It could be your life is chaos. I think Brooke is the one who always says it in like our breakthrough calls and always reminds me of this all the time, that like your business is a reflection of your life. And if your life is chaotic and there's no peace in it, then your business isn't going to be peaceful and it's going to be chaotic. My life lately is so peaceful. I'm like waiting for the other shoe to drop, which I'm trying my best like to not tell myself that, because like maybe just life is really peaceful. Everything has fallen in it, my businesses, my family, my friends, my everything in my house, all these things for the first time in my life feel at peace. And so sometimes though, like right now, it seems so easy with the business. And it's like I'm leaning in. Also, we're like rebranding my whole entire firm. Like we're changing everything. And it's like I'm finally leaning into this version of myself and who I truly am by just like being me. And I'm just tired of fitting into a bucket that everybody else says I need to fit into.
You know what's a really good book for this is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. I've read that book like 1,000 times. I also have a book list that tells you exactly these things, but it is all about your upper limit and how, you know, much happiness or ease are you willing to let yourself have? So it sounds like you're the perfect candidate for that book. I highly recommend it.
I've read it.
It has like a little, funny. Oh, you have?
It's literally sitting right here, which is so funny.
Oh
that
my
you
gosh, I love that.
For some weird reason, I just didn't put it in the stack of all the other books. It just happens to be sitting, staring at
me
right
now. Of course
it
is. I'm not surprised by any means of that.
Good book though. Yes, I highly recommend. So when someone is trying to just like kind of go down this path, I know that for me, I'm not a big woo-woo person. Like I've just never have been. But lately, as I've gotten older, I realized that like, like this is really interesting that like I do believe in like the money energy. I believe in like manifestation, like, and I never used to. I mean, man, when I bought this house before I put these boards up to put mirrors on them, I literally took green paint and painted like money signs, happy signs, heart signs, a little picture of a dog so that I could claim like that energy. And I'm not even like normally this type of person. I literally strategically put a whole wall of mirrors because that to me represents expansion. I installed carpet because I believe that money will flow on hardwood, but it'll stick when it's carpet. Like I am so big. It's so weird though. I never used to be this like woo person. So for anybody who is like, listening, like, this is so cheesy. This is so ridiculous. How do you convince them that, like, swear, lean into this and your life will change?
So that's my husband, right? My husband was like the typical, I mean, structural engineer type A, like, you go do you, boo. And I bring a real aspect to the woo, right? So, like, I always say, like, my podcast is Woo Woo Wednesday, but I bring the real homegirl perspective to it because I'm not out there dancing under the moon naked with like crunchy in my hair. Like I'm just not that person. I am a real person, but I'm all about cheat codes. How can I make my life easier? And I always tell you, what's the downside? What is the downside of you painting money signs? Did it make you happier? Even if you don't make a dollar, did it make you happier? Right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, what is the downside of testing it and then seeing if it works? And with human design, it can sound very out there, but if you just try it and then you get a result, what did you lose? Your ego? Like, I'm not saying you have to go rub crystals and all that stuff. Like, I'm not saying that, even though, hey, bless, I'm about that life too. But if you try something that makes, you're already doing something that nobody else, you already went left when everybody went right, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't do the corporate route. You went and did your own thing. You're already doing the damn thing. So if there is something out there that can make your life a little bit easier, just a little bit, why not try it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's like, why not make it easier? Go put your feet in the grass. Like, go do all of these things, because I'm just not buying the fact that we are just here, not having any map to life, not understanding who we are or anything like that. Like, we're just here to do one thing and be miserable, work, make a paycheck, hopefully retire for 6 years before we die. Like, I'm not buying it. And yeah. So when I found human design, I'm like, holy, this is the map to dominate the earth. This is how we dominate our meat suit, and it makes our life easier. And when you apply it, how many times have you applied? They trust you. I could be this crazy person, so it's fine, but they trust you. How many times have you trusted either your human design or any other personality test and you listen to it? What were the results?
Always expansion, always a good result. It was always leaning into it, whether it's BS or not, whether it's true or not. Like, if I innately believe it, like you said, going back to your beliefs, like when I believe it, it will happen. Like, one big thing that I always say a lot to my clients and even to like my friends and family, I really believe that money is a faucet. I can control 100%. How and how fast it comes out. I get to control when I want to turn it on and when I want to turn it off. And I think a lot of people listening are like, that's insane. Like, there's no way. I just talked to one of our breakthrough students the other day who was talking about how she does not believe that she can make over $65,000 a year. Like, cannot believe it in any capacity. And like, it just blows my mind, because at the end of the day, it's like, you are so like worth making more. But she's believed that she can only cap herself at the salary and only be capped at like a certain place. And so I just love this conversation, because the energy piece is like one of the most important parts.
So when I want to see, do you have your chart? I want to see if we can really like, I'm going to see if I can.
Yeah. So I actually have I know that I'm a projector. I pulled it up before this because I knew you were going to ask me something. For me, my strategy is wait for the invitation.
Yep.
And my profile is 6'3". I have no idea what any of that means other than the wait for the invitation, because that is huge for me. That I know how to lean into.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you to go to your chart. So I actually am working on a guide for this and a full podcast thing. So this will be like, because I know this is how it resonates. Okay. So you're going to go to your chart, and I'll pull it up right now. This is going to be your brand's personality style, like your tone. And we're going to see if this matches with you, right? Because I don't think you've ever done this before, right? So you're going to go to your chart, and you're going to go to the personality side. So on top of it, it'll say personality and the first number. So it's going to be a circle with a dot. It'll have like a number and then a point, another number.
Okay. Yep. 42.6.
42.6 on the personality side, the circle with the dot. That's
the first one.
Sun. Okay. So that is your brand. That's how you shine out to the world. And what number was it?
42.6.
Okay. So you're a 6 line. So your style / personality is through vision and education. So you are a visionary, a natural educator. You're most in turn with the long-term needs of others. Systems, obviously, you have the capacity to completely change someone's worldview and an entire community. Your vision can't be communicated quickly. This is your true means of communication, is through education. So you don't offer solutions, you offer an education so that the problem of your clients can be dealt with at the roots. You teach them to create and trust in their own wisdom, and you think at a system level. You create environments where people can discover what is best in them and for them. When you are using your life's work, your brand's gene key, note that you need to be quite formal and logical in your presentation and communication. Also why you told me to convince all your type A people that this is bull. How would I convince them that this is real, right? So you're marketing more than a product. You invite people in to study the purpose of the product, to learn to enjoy and understand the product. And you lead us all toward greater collective prosperity.
Interesting. It's one of the big things that really stuck out is one of my big things for any of our listeners right now who have taken any of my programs knows that I will never just tell you, like, if I just give you the template and I just give you the whole thing and then give you the build out and I help you build content snare and build out your Asana, build out all these things, you're never going to learn, because you're never going to go where you truly want to go. Because at the end of the day, if you cannot solve the root problem, and if Asana crashed today, I can go to ClickUp because I've taught you how to create the foundation, and you should be able to migrate to any system. And so when you said that, I was like, that is literally what I do at Workflow Queen. And people go crazy sometimes. They're like, Alyssa, I just want Notion. I just want Notion that you built inside of Breakthrough. I'm like, you don't understand. You have to understand holistically how to run team meetings, how to have those conversations, how to hire your team before I can give you this template. And they go so crazy because I just won't give it to them. And I'm like, but then every single student who has gone through it, gotten the Notion, went through the program is like, now I see why you were so adamant about how no one's allowed to have that thing without going through this first.
And the reason you stick to it, because it comes through you. That isn't fake. It isn't what you learned, right? You didn't learn that from a mentor that said, you know, you have to teach them how, because that's not the normal way, right? They usually say, done for you, buy my program. And then I'm going to give you the, you know, step one through three for four, whatever. And they don't get results, right? So when you understand that, like mine's through heart and feeling. So I bring an emotional, authentic expression of feeling. That's why I say like, I'm fighting it, you know, and I use real human examples. So anytime that I do any marketing or anything like that, I always bring real stories, whether that's mine, whether that's my clients through testimonials. I have my clients on the podcast because I know that for me to connect my message and my work, it's through building trust. And that is through real human examples and also heart and feelings. So when you understand like, okay, so I have a way that naturally comes through, because right, that was naturally through you, it gets to be easier, right? Because now if I were to told you, okay, Alyssa, you should probably be funnier because, you know, in your industry, it's kind of boring. You should probably be funny.
I am funnier though.
But you know, but if it wasn't, so a line three is humor pleasure. So of course you have a line three in there, but it's like, if I were to say you need to be funny, tell jokes or whatever, it, and you weren't, and you were the line four, it wouldn't work, right? Your people wouldn't feel it. It would be on a different radio station. So if you think about your messaging or the brand or what you bring to your business is like a radio, and you're, you know, smooth jazz, but your client, your real client that you need to attract is on country, and you need to speak country so that they can hear you and pay you and work with you, but you refuse to be on country and you want to be on smooth jazz because Sally over here is having success on smooth jazz. It's never going to work. And you know what that feels like. It feels hard. It feels like you're getting crickets, or it feels like when you do sign them on, you're like, oh my God, we are just not getting it. We just don't work well together. Right. And we know what that feels like. We've all been there.
Yeah. So where is like this, even just what you kind of just read out about the marketing, the branding, like, is that something that you offer in a program? Is that something that you offer in like something that people can buy? Like, what does that look like?
So I do all of this in my programs. This is how I get you the results that you need, because instead of just saying like, yeah, you're this, I explain it to you so that you can understand it. And then we use it, right? So first we go through, so how my programs work is you work with me for 6 months. We do two calls a month. And first we go into the beliefs. I go into what isn't working in your life, right? So if there's anywhere that you're stuck or anywhere that you're just meeting that resistance, which you don't have to tell me, I can feel it. You could tell me all these things, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Just like probably Alyssa does, where it's like, oh no, it's definitely my system. And you're like, I don't know about that, right? Where they're like, yeah, no, it's my marketing. I'm like, no, it's you. So we go into the beliefs, and then I make sure all of that confidence is there. So that way, when we do get to the strategy, you're able to receive it, right? Because if I just give you the strategy, but you're like, well, I don't really believe in myself that much, or I won't let myself have the clients, or I don't have the confidence to share what I'm sharing, why would I give you your marketing message, right? Why would I give you the strategy if you don't feel comfortable even sharing yourself with the world? So that's how I work. I don't do the strategy first. I do your strategy first. And then we go into the business stuff.
Interesting. Interesting. It's so funny because one of the things that we're changing up at like my firm, as you know, I also own my own bookkeeping consulting firm. Well, we're going through this. I'm calling it a rebirth. I'm not calling it a rebrand. I like refuse to call it that. We're like changing the name. Like we have not announced it. Like it's going to be so good. It's like so energetic and I'm so excited. Even my business name is literally Magnetic Bookkeeping and Consulting. Like it's already, the energy was very intentional on naming that business. But one of the big things that I'm leaning into is trying to see how I can pull more of the energetic side of business, which is really funny that we're talking about energetic strategy, into the financial piece. Because I just recently did a podcast episode where I was talking to the owner, and I told him that I just wish that more people would like lean into the energy of like, if you feel a full body yes when you are making a decision, well, every coach, every guru, and every person is going to tell you, you are stupid and you are crazy, but you innately know and understand that that's where you need to lean into, and that you're willing to take that risk and go against all the odds. I can't tell you how many times the people that we've supported in my firm, and even for myself, we've seen them skyrocket to another version of themselves because they leaned into that and they had really big success from not listening to what everybody else did. So the reason I'm saying that is I'm trying to find more ways in my own firm, whether that's the conversations in the marketing, whether that's the information that we do, or maybe we like learn from our clients, like what's your human design, so we can maybe understand the way they think, the way they process, how do we approach them in consulting calls? Because it's not, how I approach you. I have some clients who like details and every step, and they're going to share their spreadsheets after, and they're going to show us the KPIs and break it down. Then you got some of them who never ask us about numbers, and it's all just like energy. And I'm trying to find this way to not be like everybody says in the industry, which is you have to constantly just review the reports on a call. It doesn't matter. Just review the reports. Get it done. Do your month end this way. Do it this way. And it's just so interesting because I feel like there's so many different signs. And now that I've become, I guess, woo-woo-esque, I keep receiving signs that this is the right route. And even just doing this interview with you is like the last little straw of like the path that I'm on with this new change we're making in my firm about leaning into the energetics with money, but also with the logistics is the right move because it's so important.
Well, you're already a projector who sees people differently, right? So when you work with a projector, like you're going to be seen like you've never been seen before. So it's not that you have to try doing that. You're going to do that already. But there's ways that we can communicate with other people. So like projectors, we like open-ended questions because we need to find the answer ourselves. Generators and manifesting generators like yes or no questions because they have to wait for their gut to respond. So if you're coming in trying to ask an open-ended question, they don't know until you give them something to respond to. So that is their strategy. So we all have a strategy. And I feel like this helps with your team, with your family, literally everybody on the planet, even yourself. So if you have this strategy of waiting to respond, which is manifesting generators and generators, you need something. So say you want to do something and then you see a podcast episode or you see a post or somebody asks you a question or you get a sign or something, that's your cue to go, right? Instead of initiating. Same with projectors. We have to wait for the invitation because our energy is so limited. And then you have like the manifestor who's just you, I'm going, right? They're the initiators. So when you feel like you have this understanding of, okay, this is how I'm meant to respond to life, or this is how I respond to life and create opportunities for myself, that's a little bit easier. The next deeper level you can do with that is their authority. So everybody has a decision-making authority, right? So if you look at yours, I'm emotional, but if you look at yours, it'll say inner authority on your chart. And this one I feel like is probably the most helpful next to strategy and type because your authority is how you make decisions.
Mine's tune. It says tune into your intuition.
So splenic. So when you have a splenic authority, you can know right away whether it's a yes or a no. It just downloads into you and you're like, I can't explain 100%. It. I just know, right?
I just know it's right. I know and I can feel
explain it.
Yep. I can't explain it to anybody. I just like, I know this is right and I'm doing it.
You're not supposed to. So if it's an automatic yes, then yes, right? If it's an automatic no, then it's a no. And so your splenic response means that you are going to be spontaneous where I'm an emotional authority. I need 24 hours because I have an emotional wave that I can't make a decision in the now because if I'm in a low, my answer is going to be so much different than if I'm in a high, right? So an emotional authority is going to respond differently. So my thing for big decisions, if I'm going to sign on with a coach or if I'm going to make an investment in my business, I have to wait. Even saying yes to this kind of opportunity, I need to wait, sleep on it, right? So if you have an emotional authority, sleep on it is your best friend. Where generators and manigens usually have a sacral. This is that trust your gut. So a lot of people have that instant yes or that instant no, right? Where it's like, uh-huh, or I don't really like that. And so, but the big thing is none of us trust our authorities because how many times have you been like, I just know. And people are like, no, you need to think about it. No, you need to wait 24 hours or no, you're crazy. Like nobody can just make a decision like that. Right. Or the gut people are like, oh no, your gut is, that's all woo woo. You don't want to listen to your gut. You need to listen to your mind to be logical and weigh the pros and cons. And the emotional authorities, like every time I make a decision in the now when I'm high, now freaking excited me has to go deliver. Right. So it's like, that's how you can understand how people best operate. So you're not rushing people. So it's like when you understand who you are at a foundation level, everything becomes easier. And when you're working in the business of people, how do you give them a better result? You understand how they operate, right? Like, wouldn't you feel so seen if somebody asked you a question and then you were like, yes. And they're like, oh my God, I love that you do that. Like,
yeah, I love when people acknowledge when like, I just... And like, yes, but you know, one thing I do have to say though, which I don't know if this is like conflicting to what it says is my thing. I can innately right in this minute, I don't need 24 hours. Like it's just not my thing.
No, not even
if I wait 24 hours, like it's all bad. But anyways, there also are moments where like in the moment, I'll be like, man, I want to go to Finland. Like I really want to go to Finland. And I'm like on a mission to like just book it. And I'm probably just going to book it one of these days. And it's going to be randomly out of nowhere. I'm just going to book the trip. But then like the day comes around and I'm like, energetically, I'm just not okay. But I also know, and I don't know if this is where it translates, I also know in that moment that I'm not going to wait on it 24 hours. I'm going to cancel it right then and there.
And exactly. It's just trusting your decisions, mm-hmm. right? And then trusting yeah. the outcome of those decisions, mm-hmm. right? So where you're like, I made this decision, because then when you're not feeling it, you're not mad at yourself, right? You're just like, okay, I don't feel like it anymore. Okay, that's just the way it is. It's not like you're justifying it to anybody or anything. Like you're like, hey, I actually don't have the energy to do this anymore. Okay, it was fun. I chose to do it. Now I chose not to do it.
Yeah, that's seriously all the time. Brooke literally has a joke. She's like, I pulled an Alyssa. She calls me the other day because she like bailed out of something that she had already, you know, committed to, bought the ticket and did all the things. She's like, I literally pulled a U and I just pulled out. And I do it all the time. Like I buy hotels, the flight, the whole thing is planned. And then I'll be like, you know what? I just don't want to go. And it happens often. So now it's like a thing.
Well, Brooke's invited me to, because Brooke is, she's probably splenic too. She's like, well, invite me like the day of, like, hey, do you want to go do this? I'm like, girl, I'm like a 24-hour notice. Like I need to prep. Yeah. I need to be mentally yeah. prepared, emotionally prepared to like mm-hmm. plan my whole day. Like I am not a spontaneous person. And yeah. when I realized there is no truth in the now for me, it made my life and business so much easier. So if you look at your chart and you're an emotional authority, I can tell you it's 50% of the population and 50% are not emotional. So there you go. So when you are an emotional authority, it's kind of like when you get an email and a client will be like, hey, we need this, but you're in an emotional low. So you read it and you're like, what? How dare you challenge me? And you get all aggravated and then you go to respond and then you read it the next day. And all they said was like, hey, do you have the line for this? And you feel horrible because you're like, oh my God, that's not even what I read. Like, and you lash out, or with family or with anything, you lash out in this emotional low, or you're super excited. Like I used to do this on calls. They would be like, okay, what's the price? And I'd be on the call and then I would just shoot out an answer because I was so high, like excited to work with them to get the yes. Cause that's like in business. Yes. I want a yes. And then I would like get home and I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? I just severely undercharged for this, or overcharged, or whatever the word was. And so I realized, like, I'm not allowed to talk pricing on calls. Like, that's just not the way it is. So if you want something custom, which I don't do anymore, but I wasn't able to do that anymore. And it helped save my life in business because I wasn't bitter all the time. So when you understand how you're meant to operate, business is hard enough, right? Like, we can all agree, business is freaking hard. So when you can figure out how you can have a little bit of getting your body to be an assistant instead of fighting you, business gets to be easier. Is it still going to be hard? Yes. Is it still going to scare the shit out of you? Is it still going to be horrible every other day? Yes. But it gets you to trust you so that you feel like you have a companion instead of going at it all alone.
Yes. I love that. Oh my gosh. It's a great topic. I'm so excited for all the things. So I know that we're here at the end. We could go on forever. And I'm like,
I know. I'm like, we could go down every rabbit hole. I will help all of you.
I know. It's going to be all bad. So I wanted to kind of lean into, I know that you got a lot of stuff going on in the background with some things that you're relaunching, like one of your programs. And so I would just love for you to take the time to let people know how they can work with you, how can they get into your world, so on and so forth. So that way they could lean into all things Renee.
So I do have a podcast where I share a lot of this information. I do bring that real to the woo-woo. So I do cover human design. I cover all of that stuff. It's called Woo Woo Wednesday, 2 episodes a week. So that's where you can find me there. And then I'm also at Fresh Life Approach on Instagram, where I share everything in stories as well. I do have a group coaching / accountability group starting in April, and we go through your gene keys. So what I do is I create a workbook to help you get your balance. So we go into the gene keys of, you know, what keeps you healthy? What creates vitality? How do you create space for breakthroughs? What keeps you grounded? All of those things to help you start to understand at your own pace, kind of what, how you operate and how you can start to ease into it instead of like going full on into this, because there is so much that you can learn. So that's just 8 weeks, super easy. And that's starting then. And then group or regular coaching, you can do anytime.
Do you offer any programs or resources that are like self-paced where people don't have to do you offer anything like that?
No, I do a lot of guides. So yeah, like I have that guide coming for your brand's personality. Mm-hmm. And then I also have like planning your week with the planets, but I don't do anything like that because this, if you need to just do self-paced, I'm going to tell you the truth right now. Google everything. Okay. Human design is so big now that if you want to learn anything about it, you can either go on Amazon, you can go on Google, and you can type in your type and then learn as much as you can. And when you feel like you've hit that rut of like, okay, I'm consuming all of this stuff, which you're going to, you're not going to come out for like 4 days. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And when you finally realize like, okay, I need to make this make sense. Like I'm here for the how, right? I know I can consume all this, but now I need to know how to apply it. That's when we work together and I get you results, right? So yeah. If you're just in the self-paced thing, don't waste your money. Just go find some Google, like save your money. But when you want to make that change or you want to get that result or actually apply it one-on-one, that's when you come to me.
Yes, I love that. I love that explanation too. It's like, I'm the same with like what we do even at my firm or even here. It's like, you could figure all this stuff out. You truly can.
Exactly.
But if you want someone to help you fast track it, keep you accountable and like make sure that you're on the right path, then this is going to be the right, you know, right.
Yeah.
Path.
If you want it directly, like, cause me, I'm like meat and potatoes, right? I'm like, give me the goods. Don't give me the fluff. And so all the fluff you can sift through, that's easy. That's all free. Go get the Gene Keys book by Richard Rudd, get your chart. It's all free. But when you're like, okay, I need to know exactly to get it into my brain so that I can embody this and use it to make some money around here and make my life easier. Yeah. That's when you come to me because I don't around.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I am so excited. I know people are going to love this episode. And I know that we still have to talk about you being a guest expert in Breakthrough. So for any of our Breakthrough listeners, hopefully potentially Renee will be with us in there because it's going to be so fun. I just love what you do. It's funny. I was introduced to human design probably a year and a half ago from one of my coaches, which I think you know, actually, her name's Jill Stanton. I brought you up to her. I was like, I love her and you should probably talk to her, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, and I didn't know what I was looking at for quite some time. I still had it printed and on the side of my bed for like the longest time. And I really just, there's still so many things I'm learning about it. Like every once in a while, I'll pick it up, I'll read through my stuff. And like you said, there's a lot of information, but if you know how to utilize it and you just step into who you really are, everything just, I can't explain it. Everything is falling into place in so many amazing ways. And I can't, like, I don't want to try to explain it. Like, I don't want to even like argue it, if you know what I mean. So,
well, I bring a book, I create a book, right? So every single one of my clients gets a workbook and it has all of it. So whenever you're like in that, this, I'm going to burn it to the ground, I'm going to go get a job, I don't want to do this anymore, you pull out your book and you read that. And then it reminds you who you are, right? It reminds you of your why. It reminds you why you did this. And it reminds you that you're capable of doing everything you want versus spiraling and, you know, literally quitting and burning it to the ground. You actually get out of it quicker because you know, hey, my mind's making up something right now. This is temporary, but this is my truth.
Yes, I love that. Well, thank you so much. I think there's so many amazing golden nuggets here. I hope all of you guys listening did not have to hear loud pounding this whole entire time because they are doing my roof right now. And if y'all can hear that, I am going to apologize now. And I hope you didn't, so that you didn't hear it either. Girl, it is loud on my end. It is no fun. So hopefully that's not a thing, but thank you everyone for listening to today's episode. As you know, Renee dropped her info. I will also drop all the links, all the book recommendations, all the different things that she recommended and how to get a hold of her, and also for her group coaching program that she's got going on in April and everything that she's got going on. So thank you once again for doing this with me. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of our Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang, the founder and owner of Workflow Queen. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes and share this episode with a fellow bookkeeper or an accountant on social media, and also tag me on Instagram at Workflow Queen. The more that we work together to get this out in front of other people, the better I can help to serve this industry to create more solid systems and processes. Now, go take what you learned from today's episode and apply it into your practice so you can finally give yourself the brain space and freedom that you deserve. I can't wait to see you unfold throughout your journey, and thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode. See you next time.